So I was a little hesitant to write this blog entry because it's pretty personal. It's a little more open and raw than the others have been. After a fun little debate in my head that resembled a ping pong match of do it, don't do it, I chose to go through with it. Because, after all, isn't that why I started this in the first place? To share my life, to be open, and to put it out there? So, there are a few times a year when I get nostalgic. Any of you who know me know what they are. The holidays, specifically Christmas to New Year's, the kickoff of, yes, college football, and my birthday. These events signify times to remember and to reflect. They signify new beginnings and sometimes bittersweet endings. They signify excitement and anticipation, as well as a peace that seems to calm the soul. Recently, one of these nostalgia-inducing events passed. On May 29th, I celebrated my 29th birthday. And celebrate I did. It was a beautiful day that started with a kick-butt workout, a yummy lunch at my favorite Middle Eastern spot, horseback riding, mouth-watering sushi, two amazingly fabulous patios, and of course, copious amounts of wine and tropotinis. At least nobody will ever say, I don't know how to celebrate. I guess one thing you should understand is that I'm a big fan of birthdays, and not just mine, but everybody's. I literally get excited when I hear that it's someone's birthday. They're the one time a year that you can celebrate you. I guess I can blame my mom for my crazy love of birthdays. I remember waking up as a kid and my room would be decorated with streamers and balloons. I remember the anticipation and the specialness I felt because there was a day that celebrated me. In all my imperfections, in all my mess ups, through all my crazy ideas and earthly shortcomings, no matter how good or bad I had behaved, your birthday was your birthday, and it was a day to celebrate. You know, I wonder if birthdays are so important and special because deep down, we all just want to be significant. We all want to be significant and important to someone. And what a better way to do that than on the anniversary of the day you joined the world. You know, I don't know when your birthday is, if it's today or 364 days from today, but I wish you the biggest, boldest, most beautiful birthday you could ever dream of. Whether you're celebrating with a trip around the world or a cup of tea and a good book on a really comfy couch, celebrate. Celebrate you, celebrate your life, celebrate your ups and your downs, celebrate this crazy, amazing life you've been given. Because after all, there is only one you. So, cheers to birthdays and celebrating life.